My friend, as we come to the Lord's Day, as we consider how the week has progressed, how we're getting caught up and looking into how things will go this coming week as we commit it to the Lord, it's important to remember 2 Corinthians 9:7 and the admonition that each of us must give as we've made up our minds, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, you hear that a lot. Maybe you heard it at church today, or if you go to church later on today, you might hear the pastor say those very words before they take up the offering. Listen to it again. But listen as it goes beyond just giving our monetary goods. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. In the Greek, that word cheerful could actually be translated hilarious. God loves it when we hilariously give to Him as though it is such a delight. I read something by a man named Norman Stiers who said while he was watching a college baseball game, his young daughter caught a foul ball. He said if it had been a professional game, of course, she would have been allowed to keep the ball. But at the college level, fans are expected to return baseballs. He said, I wish that my daughter could have kept it because I thought it would be a big thrill for her. And then I saw how much she enjoyed giving it back. In reality, the young man who collected the ball was just the bat boy or equipment manager. But to a six-year-old, he was a real live ball player, an athlete in uniform. She couldn't have been more delighted and awestruck if she'd been giving the ball back to Babe Ruth himself. And my friend, in a similar way, we present gifts to God, not just our money, no, our time, our talent, our treasures, yes. And just as the baseball really didn't belong to Norm's daughter, what we give to God isn't really ours, is it? At best, we're only being obedient, doing our duty with the gifts that He has first given to us. And what better day to consider that? As we go to church, as we sing with others, our worship songs unto the one who saved us, as we consider what it means to do this in remembrance of Him, as we look at the cross and consider the price that He paid to buy us back from death, hell, and the grave. My friend, as Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Luke, when you have done everything you were told to do, say we are unworthy servants, we have only done our duty. Luke 17:10. But wouldn't it be great if we could return our gifts of money and our time, our service to God, with the same sense of joy that a six-year-old had in returning a baseball? My friend, it's not the gift that's special, but it's the one to whom we give that gift. Amen? And Heavenly Father, I pray for my friend listening in today, and I pray for myself that we would, in fact, see how special You are. So many times we come to You looking for You to give us something. Oh, God, help us. Help us to get a glimpse of what it really means to serve You, to obey You, to worship You, to give to You that which You've already given to us. Nothing that we have did we get on our own. We, in fact, realize that all good and perfect gifts come from You. May we perform our spiritual act of worship and give hilariously back to You. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.